Cares Christmas.
This is Hot 102.7. It is that time of the year, Tara and Tony, that we absolutely love. It is time for Hot Cares Christmas.
Yeah, and today we've got a special mother and daughter duo in studio on Hot 102.7 Drive. We've got Yolandi and her daughter Nadia in studio, and Nadia is 15 years old. Yeah. Some of the most beautiful hair I've ever seen in my life, by the way. Nadia was diagnosed with scoliosis in December. The scoliosis is fast progressing because during the first consultation, the doctors had picked up that her spine had curved to about 40 degrees. During a follow-up appointment a few months later, they discovered that the spine had actually curved even further. Added to that, this family has endured losses that no family should have to. Yolandi also lost her father, which means Nadia lost her grandfather, all within a few months of each other. So we got them in studio today. And Yolandi, thank you so much for coming through to share your journey with us and create a bit of awareness around scoliosis with your daughter. You guys have had the year that nobody ever wanted to have.
Yeah, this year is quite difficult. My husband passed away on the 17th of March this year, just suddenly at work. He had an aorta that was bursting, actually. Just the Monday morning he went to work and I received a phone call from the work and said, your husband has collapsed at work, but we're busy with him. And while they were busy with him, they were with me on the phone. And I actually heard everything. They resuscitated him trying for more than an hour, and just before 12, they said, sorry, we couldn't do anything more. I was a at-home mom for 4 years, and then I had to look for a job again. And luckily, one of my friends that's also an ECD, and I went for the interview, and they offered me, and they said, I said, okay, I can start in June. So I'm back at the ECD. It was difficult for Nadia to get away from her because the second term of school, she didn't go to school. She thought there was going to happen something to me as well. She's in high school, and I must say she's doing well. Sometimes it's just still hard to be separated from each other. Dad passed away in September, and now the scoliosis. We don't have a medical aid.
Condolences on the loss of your husband. But then your dad also passed away.
Yes, he had lung problems and infections in the lungs, and he just regressed. Yeah.
Obviously, you guys found out about Nadia's scoliosis. Can you take us through the journey there?
Last year, December, she, like a teenager, dancing in front of the mother. She said, Mom, my hips are skewed. Then she said, no, I want to go to the doctor. Obviously, like a teenager, went to Google, did some research. We went to the doctor. She sent us for x-rays and stuff. And then she said, okay, it is scoliosis. We got a reference to see a spine doctor. He said, okay, let's do a follow-up in 6 months. And it regressed from 42 to 52. He said, unfortunately, we need to operate. And yeah, they got some quotes for me, and some of the people gave some discounts on the screws and stuff. But yeah, it's still a lot of money that I don't have.
What is the cost?
It's around about 360,000 rand.
For the operation?
Yeah, Yolandi, that the Bakabadi, I think we stand now on 26,450.
Sure. Cannot imagine what the two of you have been through. You back at work, you mentioned these enormous amounts needed. That's way beyond your means at the moment.
It is. And I've got an oldest daughter in Potchefstroom that studied there. And yeah, she's now doing her internship at the Shofar Church.
I'd like to hear from Nadia. Being a teenage girl is hard enough, but what is it like living with scoliosis, and how did you feel when you got that diagnosis? It must have been difficult.
So first, when I found out, it's like, I don't know what I'm going to do. When I found out I needed operation, I was like, the pain of going through that healing process is going to be a lot. I don't really tell people about it. If they don't need to know, I'm not going to tell them. So not a lot of people know about it. It's just my closest friends and family.
Are you a sporty person?
I used to do hockey, but not anymore.
And I'm sure you want to get back out there on the field.
Not really.
What would you love to do?
Ride a motorbike.
And dance.
Ride a motorbike.
And dance in front of the mirror.
I love it.
But I mean, obviously, a tech-savvy teenager like yourself, you've looked up scoliosis, you've looked up the impact of this operation. It's quite a scary operation. Yeah. If you guys manage to crowdfund that, how do you feel about that?
When I went on TikTok and searched scoliosis, and then I read the comments and I'm like paralyzed and So I'm a little bit stressed about that. Then I also see people who recovered nicely, and I'm like, I got hope in me that that can be me.
And those stories of hope are so important, especially when you're so young and you've got your whole life ahead of you and you're busy with school. How's school going?
Good. Yeah, I finished exams 2 weeks ago.
Do you think you did well?
Not on math. No.
And mum is smiling, by the way. Yeah.
None of us did good in math, as
well. No, I
didn't. Well, you're in good company. You're in good company, yeah. You really look like a very, very positive person, and that's going to take you very, very far. Right, so you've seen a gentleman sitting in the corner over there. Probably wondering, who's that gentleman? He's just eavesdropping on us. That is a very important gentleman, because that's Marlon Burgess. He's our friend from EcoMed, and he's joining us here to share some good news with us. So, Marlon, you've sat there, you've heard the story. It touched us. I'm sure it did you too.
Yeah, definitely resonated with me, and definitely with our company, because no family should have to go through that level of trauma.
Yeah. You've got some good news for us today.
So at EcoMed, we've decided that as a company, we would like to pay for the cost of the entire operation for you guys.
Thank you so much.
It's our pleasure.
May God bless you. And my daughter said, Mom, just pray. And she had faith in today. Thank you.
It's not only our pleasure to help you guys in this way, but at this time of the year, and having listened to your story, it was such a touching story for us that we, in addition to the cost of the operation, we would like to offer a voucher for the Christmas period so that you guys could have a nice family lunch and enjoy your family time together, quality time. We really like to support you in that way. So please.
A lovely shopping voucher.
Yes, sir.
It's only our pleasure to support you in any way we can.
Thank you so much. This means a lot to us, and thank you guys for inviting us here, for having us. Thank you. Thank you so much.
And thanks, Hot 102.7, for the opportunity supporting this. We really appreciate you.
We're very grateful for what you're doing, Marlon. It's incredible.
It's our pleasure.
It's absolutely incredible.
And Nadia, you've finished the exams. You're going to be time to chill. So the guys from ProLine have decided to give you a laptop so you can watch some movies, you can do a bit of gaming, have a bit of fun, share some fun with your sister.
Thank you so much.
That's from the guys from ProLine.
There's that smile.
I mean, it's Hot Care's Christmas, so we want to make a meaningful difference. And thanks to our friends at EcoMed, that operation, 360,000 Rand, you guys no longer need to crowdfund for. It's happening. And we know that the recovery period is going to be long. And it can be boring staying in bed recovering, right? So we want you to have your movies, your motorbike games, whatever you need to do you and get recovering. And then also that Christmas voucher, just to make sure you guys have the Christmas lunch and the celebration that you want for Hot Care's Christmas.
Thank you so much.
How are you feeling, Nadia?
Speechless.
Happy Christmas, guys.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you to each and every one of you. Really. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Hot Care's Christmas. Spreading joy through Joburg on Hot 102.7.